raindrops are falling on my head.
What a great song.
And just like the guy's feet are too
makes
big
everybody
for
want
his
bed. Doesn't it?
Nothing seems to fit those raindrops.
That was an interesting call from Vail, Arizona. Reporting the skies are clear in southern Arizona. I guess maybe this is just going to be a snow event. I got to try and talk Carol into playing a day of hooky and go hit the slopes again. Because the last time we were there 10 days ago was a little icy and crusty.
Are they calling for a little snowpack up on the mountain?
Oh, we're supposed to get some good snow. Good snow, good snow. Good morning, everybody. This is hour three of Rosie on the House. Glad you're tuned in. We're here every Saturday morning with my son and co-host, Romy Romero. We man the broadcast booth here. We wait for your phone calls. You dial in toll-free. Sweet Jennifer, my wife, is off gallivanting around southern Arizona in Tucson at the Desert Dwellers event at Copenhagen store there on Fort Lowell. We've got Sweet Nancy in here answering the calls this morning, and she'll get your name, your number, where you're calling from in Arizona, and let us know what project is you're trying to tackle. And Romy and I will put our remodeling and building experience to work and give you tips and tricks of the trade, maybe recommend a tool or two, or actually a brand name of a particular product of anything you're trying to tackle. While we're doing all of that and doing all the brain work, we've got Mike Reisch, our broadcast engineer, that makes sure all the buttons are pushed, picks up the satellite, hits it, rebounds it, and sends the message right in to your house. That's the miracle of radio. So it's a call-in show. Go ahead and call in, 1-888-767-4348.
Beautiful Arizona Saturday morning. Looking into our email digital newsroom for the week, we have we usually get a lot of email, but man, I don't know what the last 2 weeks, it just is nonstop, and even this morning it's been lighting up. So Rosalind writes in and talks to us about a testimonial she had for Tappan Sons Electric, which is interesting. If you
brand
go to Rosie
member
on the house right now, they're not there. They will be on there starting Monday. And she was one of the ones that helped us do a little bit of secret shopping and just talks about how fantastic the experience was. They were having a problem with an outdoor light. The guy showed up, fixed it, hung out for a little bit to make sure without charging him for that extra time to make sure it worked, and said, look, if for whatever reason this happens again tomorrow, I think it's fixed, but here's my cell. Call me. I'll come home by after work on my way home and troubleshoot it from there, but said no need. It's been working great. So
our newest member of Rosie on the House, Tappan Sons Electric, serving Maricopa County. Going above and beyond.
Steve writes in, just wanted to thank you guys for the great job Babcock did. Well, don't thank us. Thank Babcock. They are the ones that physically did the job. You can thank us for the referral, but I mean, we can't really thank us for the job that they did.
We've got Babcock Plumbing serving the East Valley. We've got Thunderbird Plumbing serving the West Valley. We've got Ben Franklin just covering the entire Metroplex. So you got a plumbing problem, we got you covered in every arena.
Douglas writes in and he says, I want to know what you recommend for an epoxy garage. It's 900 four square feet, and I've got bids from 1,300 to 4,500 that seem like the same estimates. Well, I'll tell you, they're not the same estimates.
Can't be. Well, they can be. I'm glad you're asking now.
Yeah. Like anything, the prep work is the most important. If the garage has been there for years and we've got oil stains and grit and gunk buildup, it's going to take a lot of work to get that back to a surface that will hold a good bond with the new. I mean, as strong as epoxy is, if you've got oil stains left in there, it's just not going to be a good long term. So I would dive not necessarily into, you know, don't just start at the obvious of what products they're using. Look into specifically what type of prep work they are proposing for this job. We've got two great companies.
We do.
In the Phoenix and Prescott area, Garage Floors and More, John Schaefer.
Yeah.
He lives in Prescott, works Prescott Valley. He does do the northern parts of Black Canyon City, River.
He just did
Anthem,
my neighbor's house.
Scottsdale.
Right up there in North Scottsdale. Did an absolutely beautiful job.
He's smart, and he is very selective in his jobs, and you can't get them down that far in the summertime.
Manages to stay busy up in Yavapai County.
Yeah, he's pretty clever with his work. But and then there's John from Arrowhead Deck out of the Arrowhead area that services all of Maricopa County. I mean, you just look at their website. They do some immaculate work. Those are two great guys. If you're looking for a do-it-yourself type, get down to Cohills and by Sky Harbor Airport and talk to them. In fact, you could even tune in April 11th. We're going to be talking concrete coatings, one of my favorite topics right here on Rosie on the House.
You know, if you're contemplating getting an epoxy seal or a finish or a stain on concrete, a trip down to Cohills would be good if you want to do it yourself or not, because they have so many products actually applied on the floor. You can actually see the stains, the finishes,
I want that.
The epoxies. You just point and say, that's the one I want. Now, well, there you go. I like the stained copper with a clear finish on top.
That's your favorite?
Yep. That is a handsome, handsome floor. I really like that a lot.
I wouldn't do that on the exterior. I think that would be a hard one to keep clean. I'd probably do that in like a den.
I don't do concrete on the outside ever anymore. I don't pour concrete.
Well, I mean, like this was for a garage.
Yeah, for a garage.
Yeah, I that would be pretty difficult to keep.
I think concrete outside has gone the way of
pavers,
pink appliances. Yeah. Because there's no reason to pour concrete outside anymore when you've got pavers. They do everything you want done with none of the maintenance and the headache and the cracking. So I am the biggest paver guy on the planet.
Tammy writes in and says, I'm from Alabama, but your website is what came up when I was looking for a solution to hang punching bag and workout equipment in my garage.
She lives in Alabama now, or she's from Alabama?
It says, I live in Alabama.
Okay.
So, well, you know, wherever, I guess, we always say the great state of Arizona, but I guess we may have to expand that on the digital world. But I brought this up because we've got a great solution for her. It's called toughrail.com, the website.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they do. They design equipment, racks that mount on the ceiling of your garage that are on very well-designed ball bearings. So if you've got this 100-pound punching bag, you don't have to hang it up every time. You can just slide it right out into the middle. And then it's got a lock, so as you're punching it, it doesn't slide all the way back. But when you're done, you can just push it right back up against the wall. So you can bring all your equipment out and then push it all back when you're done.
I'm trying to think, what other application would there be for that, other than punching bags? What else would you slide back and forth? Lockrail.com? Is that what it's called?
Tough rail.
Okay.
Toughrail.com. So it's designed specifically for workout equipment.
Oh, okay. All right. A speed ball.
Yeah.
Punching bag.
Something like that.
Okay, very good.
Check out their website. But why I bring that up is because on the development of the new phase of Rosie on the House, when you hear specialty products like this, you'll be able to find that in the e-store and go straight to them. You know, in the FAQs, it's a huge disconnect to be posting products and frequently asked questions and everything. So we're building in this new e-commerce store. So when we cover specialty products like this, we've got one centralized location that you can go find them.
When does this new monster website launch?
You know, it's going to take a little while, but by the summertime.
Okay.
I would say by May.
I'm excited
for
it.
What we're shooting
bigger
for.
And better, Rosie on the House, easier to use, easier to navigate. And everybody that we got bids from said, oh, yeah, we can do that. And then when they got to the website, they said, holy cow.
This is a monster. Websites, when you look at a company, let's just take plumbing, for example. You got About Us, a testimonial, a service page, and, you know, a Contact Us. Ours is a living, breathing site that's constantly built upon and has to be able to accept thousands of exceptions just because of how unique all of our contractors are, all the questions are, homeowners' problems are so unique, how we live in our house, for, you know, even as compared to our neighbors next door is unique. So to just say, well, here's a basic template, go for it, that just doesn't work.
Now, the reason we're making the website as easier and bigger than it is right now is because we're on our mission. And our mission is to become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. If you want to do it yourself or you want to find someone to do it for you, you just start at rosieonthehouse.com. And if you're a regular listener now and you know someone that's interested in getting into their first house or they're a member of the millennial generation, make sure you call them, alert them, and tell them to tune in for the 10 o'clock hour. We're going to be covering things in particular that entire generation are looking for in house shopping.
And one more before we get to our calls, which are completely lined up. Mark writes in and wants to know, is spray foam insulation better than blow-in? Tell me your opinion about moving the insulation from the ceiling rafters up to the roof decking underneath and the cost. And what he's talking about is cathedral-style roofing, where they spray foam on the underside of the roof decking, and then therefore your air conditioning unit and ducts are underneath an insulation cap. So you're asking cold air to move through, you know, about a 90-degree attic instead of a 130-plus degree attic. So it makes it your air conditioning run a little bit easier, and it's supposed to be a little bit more energy efficient. So I called Baker Insulation, and I was talking with Scott for a little bit, and he says, you know, there's so many variables to that. It's really a case-by-case issue. If you've got a gas furnace, it's basically out.
Yeah.
Because you would have to have an insulated, you'd have to build a separate airspace
yes.
for it because the air intake is cut off by the foam insulation and would void the building code and fire hazard.
Yeah.
So if you've got a gas furnace, which is, you know, a lot of our above-the-rim listeners in the colder country, you're pretty much out for that as it relates to retrofitting it. If you're planning on living there the rest of your life, and I asked him, well, is that the rest of your life if you're 80 or the rest of your life if you're 20? And he said, you know, 25, 30 years. If you're looking to live there that much longer, you're probably going to see the return on investment. But in most cases, when you do that, it will require a recalculation of the air conditioning duct, and then you're pricing yourself back out to just make sure you've got a good bed of insulation and you seal your ductwork. Cathedral's great on a new build that's designed for it, but retrofit, we're still just not in a great economic state. But if you're interested or you need insulation, that's, again, Banker Insulation. They've got 9 locations throughout the entire state from Cornville to Tucson.